Oasis Audio presents The Skeleton Key Mystery by Gertrude Chandler Warner, read for you by Amy Lilly. Chapter 1. Time is running out.
I run all day and never walk. I tell you something, but I don't talk.
Benny Alden slowly sounded out each word on the piece of paper.
Good job, Benny,
said Jessie. She was 12 and knew how much her 6-year-old brother loved learning to read. Violet snapped a picture of the page with her camera. Violet was 10, and she always photographed the children's adventures, even the spooky ones.
Now we just have to figure out what it means, she said.
Something that runs without walking and tells us something without talking. Those are clues, said Henry.
At 14, he was the oldest of the Alden children. He liked solving problems.
The answer must be hidden somewhere in this room.
Benny looked around with his flashlight. The room had once been a study, but it seemed as though no one had used it in years. There was a clutter of old objects and plenty of cobwebs. The single window had been painted over, and the only light came from a dim lamp in a corner. In the opposite corner, a wooden box shaped like a coffin leaned against the wall. Violet searched along a shelf stuffed with old books and trinkets.
There are so many places for things to hide, she said. The answer to the riddle could be anywhere.
Suddenly, Violet jumped. Out of the corner of her eye, she had seen something move.
Are you okay?
Jessie asked. Violet turned and let out a sigh of relief. In a large, dusty mirror, she saw her reflection.